would still taste good. What? Okay. Push. Halo Nika, welcome, welcome, welcome. Wait, push, nyamuk, nyamuk. Halo Kevin, welcome, welcome, welcome. Selamat datang kembali di space. Nah ya Iswara, saya baru bangun tidur dan saya langsung bekerja. Oh my god, I need to finish a lot of things tonight. And as you can hear, my voice is throaty and hoarse. Yes, let me. Jadi gue baru bangun tidur, langsung bekerja. Mata gue juga mesti seliweran gitu kayak lo yang sih. Am I? Do I really now? Wait. Let me see your Twitter. Hola, halo, halo Kevin, halo Boardman, ada Boardman juga, halo, welcome. Yes, jadi sekarang saya harus kembali bekerja, 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 karena banyak yang harus dikejar ya. Jadi ada sebelum tanggal 5 itu kerjaan yang ini harus sudah selesai karena aku harus fokus kerja yang lain, kerjain yang lain, dan juga aku harus fokus ngerjain yang buat ulang tahun. Dan M Chan tuh nanya kayak, nah ya nanti ulang tahun mau ngapain aja katanya. Fuck that shit, I don't know what I'm gonna do on my birthday. Like, gue cuma fokus, oh ya gue mau mau bikin ini buat ulang tahun, sure things gitu. Tapi kayak, toh lagi apa, ulang tahunnya streamingnya mau ngapain? I don't know. What am I gonna do on my stream when I'm on my birthday? Hello. Yeah, jadi sangat, saya sangat tidak memiliki, I have no idea whatsoever about what I'm gonna do on my birthday. I'm just enjoying things behind the scene. I don't even think about anything else. Like, yeah, on the stream, what are you gonna do? I don't know. Don't ask me. But I need to think about that, like, as fast as I could. Because it's a freaking birthday. Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's a freaking birthday. What's usually people doing when they're on the birthday stream? What, Totsumachi? Is it Totsumachi? What, Totsumachi, man? I don't have a lot of friends. I need to make them. Oh my god. Emang boleh sebekerja ini, kawan? I'm fine actually. Aduh, mata gua. Bentar. Melek dulu, kawan. Aduh. Iya, belum gambar emote. Oh my god. I just realized. I just realized I'm so busy on December. The fuck? Has Naya eaten something this evening? Of course. Do you mean gue gak makan? Of course, udahlah, udah makan. Already eat. Gue mau makan apa yang bisa dimakan. Emang. On a whim, so. Gue makan on whims kayak, aduh gue pengen ini. Gue langsung beli aja kayak pusing. Gue gak mau pikir, gak mau mikir. Kayak. And my parents gonna say like, oh my god, kamu buang-buang duit. But I'm working, so I could enjoy it. I just want to taste the things that I work hard on, man. Yeah. Dan lagian juga aku susah naik berat badan kan kayak, ugh, whatever. Whatever. I want to eat. Jujur gue tuh pengennya mainnya Animal Crossing gitu, pengen rebahan gitu main Animal Crossing, but here we are. Gue pengen Animal Crossing. Tadi pagi juga gue kayak, gue tidur jam berapa tadi pagi ya? I sleep like around, I don't know, jam berapa ya? Pokoknya tidurnya pagi sih, kalau jam 6 kalau nggak salah. Itu gara-gara gue gak bisa tidur sih. Mostly kayak kerjaan gue udah beres jam berapa? Jam 4, jam 5 gitu. Kind of forgot. Halo Map, halo saya siapapun itu. Gue lupa. Pokoknya gue tidur jam 6 gitu. Iya, yeah, gue tidur jam 6. Terus udah. Kayak itu tuh gue main main itu dulu, main Animal Crossing dulu. Kayak, ah ini tuh, oh iya yeah, gue belum login. Persyaratan dengan kerjaan saya login dulu kawan. Ada apa namanya? Belum login gitu kan gue. Kayak adalah saya embong gitu. Tiba-tiba jam 6. Ya lah. Terus I need to work and things. Oh my god. No. Oh my god, settingan laptop gue tuh gimana sih? Ah, ya lah. I need a bigger room in the table. Ah. Come on, man. You can do better than that. Oh iya, yeah. Kalau kalian kalian udah pada dengerin itu belum? Apa namanya? Role play. Ya, yeah, bagaimana perasaan kalian mendengarkan role play yang lagi-lagi sadis ya? Wow. I see the trend ya. Kalian suka dipukul, kalian suka diobsesifkan seperti itu ya. Kayak wadidaw. Alright, alright. That's new. Lagi dengan replay streamingnya. Eh malah space. Hah, aku emang streaming. Kapan aku streaming? Ada Aji Master. Halo, ada Nakami. Halo Nakami, welcome. Ya yeah, gitu. Begitu deh pokoknya. Now I'm gonna play Animal Crossing first. Before I'm working. Because I need it to make myself better. Otome game gue aja belum gue mainin lagi coba. Oh my god. Gue tuh sibuk sampai tanggal 24-an gitu kayak aduh. Banyak yang harus dikerjain. Terus udah gitu nanti tahun baru juga kayak banyak banyak lagi yang harus dikerjain, banyak hal yang harus disiapin. Ah shit. I need it, man. Injak aku naik mata lo. Yang free talk bahas masa bocil. Oh, alah. It's scary in different way. What do you mean in different way? What you like that kind of stuff? Damn. Okay. Good to know. Yang bahas masa bocil. Masa bocil gue gimana ya? I don't know. Aduh. Ini gue kalau lagi diem, gue lagi main ya. What do you mean, dude? Cuman satu, perasaan kemarin dua rumah udah beres sih. Kemarin maksud lu pagi ini. Nah, itu deh. Coba dipikirkan. Oh, gak tahu ya nanti tahun baru ada project kan gak ya gue, aduh. Wah, kalau ada project kan lagi, semoga gede lagi deh. I need money. Okay. Place in my pocket. Where is das? What is das? Apa itu hadiah apa tuh? Opened. Old sewing machine. So we can make like our own clothes. What? Okay. That's actually new. Thank you very much. Mari kita menggali. Na 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 na. Bersama Jerry. Gary. Cheese cracker. Oh my God, I'm so old. Ya, gitu deh pokoknya. Gue pengennya sih, gue berharapnya Januari ada project gede sih, cuman kayak buat buat PC. Ah, I really need that. Oh, yuhu. Hi. You got a second? I wanna bug you about something. Oh no, I haven't. But now that he's around, my profile is feeling like a whole new place. And that got me wondering, how do we make this place even more welcoming when someone else, like, I don't know. Give my papa a little personality. Okay, we don't have personality now. Yeah, I mean, like, I don't have a personality. What I am. Main apa tuh? Main Animal Crossing. Aku sebenarnya lebih suka roleplay yang mami atau yang teacher. Aku sih pikirnya kenapa ya, kayak yang kalau kalian lihat Stone Tablet. Oh anjir, lu ngusir gua apa gimana bang? Kayak orgil. Man. Why? Aduh. Bentar, bentar. Place item. Kayak bisa rapih kayak gitu. Acak-acakan banget. Ah, gitu dong. Apa namanya? Kayak I think why the Yandere got so freaking popular. Kalau misalkan kalian nggak ngerti maksudnya, kayak kalian bisa lihat aja itu 10.000 VOD-nya 10.000. I think it's because I don't know, kayak I don't know, kena aja mungkin. Kayaknya kena aja kali. Oke, bentar. Saya akan mengurusi perkotaan ini dulu ya, kawan. Give me freaking clay, man. Okay, I mean like iron nugget is needed, but I need clay too. Ah shit. Gue tinggal ngebangun dua hal, tapi dua-duanya pakai clay. Ash. Yaish. Ya biasanya kalau gue baru bangun tidur bahasanya agak wadidau ya. Oh ya akhirnya clay. Bahasanya agak wadidau. Bahasa bahasa yang tidak idol sama tidak idol gak tuh. Bahasa yang tidak idol sama sekali. Hey yo, let's go. We got this. Bahasanya yang such a freaking human, and if people know, I'm gonna get cancelled. Oh my God. Gonna get cancelled. If people know what kind of conversation that I'm in with my friend, well, I'm gonna be cancelled, I have man. I mean, like, it's not, I don't know. Well, maybe it's bad. Maybe it's bad. I don't know. Oh my God, gue cuma punya satu, punya dapat satu clay doang. What the fuck? No, man. Ya gue tuh tadinya mau streaming ini kan, mau streaming pakai apa namanya? Mau streaming game di Switch yang gue punya kan. Cuman tuh tahu nggak, game di Switch gue tuh cuma ada apa aja? Game di Switch gue tuh cuman ada Otome game. Cuman ada Otome game. Eh shit. Cuman ada Otome game sama Animal Crossing. Gue gak ada tuh kayak game-game apa gitu di Switch. Gak ada. Gue cuma tau gak, satu hal yang gue takutin dulu ketika gue beli. Jadi dari dulu tuh gue pengen, sebenarnya pengen Switch kan gue dari dulu. Karena apa? Karena di Switch itu banyak banget Otome game yang bagus kalau gue lihat gitu ya. Kayak ah pokoknya review-review, oh ya Otome game di Switch. Otome game di Switch, I mean like, yeah, well, gitu kan. Hal yang gue takutin ketika gue kenapa itu apa? Kenapa gue sampai memilih untuk kayak menunda-nunda banget beli Switch itu, karena gue tahu gue pasti bakal kelayapan, apa bakal kalap banget buat beli gamenya. Sementara kan game Switch itu kan mahal banget ya, kawan-kawan. Kayak wadidau gitu mahalnya kan. Terus gue mengeluarkan banyak uang, sangat lumayan banyak. Ketika gue punya Switch ini, gue kayak, oh shit, I feel stupid. Gue oke. Okay. Wah, banyak banget iron nuggetnya. Woi, dapet clay dua. Ya gitu deh ceritanya. Ah. Gitu terus akhirnya kan emang gue tuh kayak dikasih tahu gitu kayak kalau kalau mau beli Switch yang ada docknya katanya gitu kan, biar sekalian bisa dipakai buat streaming katanya gitu. Terus gue kayak oh that's a good idea gitu kan. Terus gue, ketika gue udah punya Switch gue mikir, hah gue mau streaming apa Otome game. Cegil gue, tapi like I'm okay gitu, tapi besar still ya udah dah gitu deh ceritanya kawan. Target lu masih PC ya? Iya, masih PC. Gue udah ada beberapa hal yang ngantri setelah PC. Oh my God. I need to buy a lot of things. Animal Crossing seru kah? Mainin yang mana? Horizon something-something? Iya. Si OG-nya mana, Bjir? Oh, begitu deh. Begitu deh ceritanya. Ah, I don't know. Hah, ini apaan? Oh, udah. Ternyata tinggal satu lagi. Wow. 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 Classic picture. Okay, sorry. Water pump. Okay. Kayak gitu deh. What am I gonna stream? Otome game? Really, dude? You gonna watch me playing Otome game? Ya, maksudnya game-game kayak gitu bukan game yang suka gue kayak mainin bareng gitu. Gue kan pasti diem, cegil. Gitu. Dan biasanya gue tidak terlalu apa ya, tidak terlalu ada reaksinya gitu, kayak biasa aja, mikir gitu. Main Otome game mikir, lu bayangin dah tuh. Gimana rasanya? But I mean like, yeah, that's me anyway. Aneh. Water freaking pump deh. Oh my God. 6 clay cuk. Okay lah. Cih, kata gue. Ada VR. Halo, welcome. Begitu. Jadi akhirnya gue memutuskan untuk tidak dulu di streaming. Karena kayak mau main apa. Hahaha. No. Freaking picture itu apa sih? Oh ini. Clay. Tapi butuhnya 4. Mana ada clay dulu? Yalah. Gitu deh. Pokoknya seperti itu. Terus gue main pagi-pagi. Kan kayak dini hari ya. Itu kayak jam 3. Gue gitu main. Gue lupa. Terus. Ternyata tuh di jam-jam pagi gitu tuh ada ini, ada laba-laba. Laba-labanya ini gede banget. Terus gue dikejar gitu, terus gue tiba-tiba pingsan gitu. Kayak, what the hell? Tiba-tiba pingsan, alright. Gue tuh nung. Panas cuy. Badan gue keringetan lagi. Nah ini gue pengennya tuh hujan gitu, bukan kayak. Itu nggak jelas gitu, tadi tuh udah geledak luduk, terus nggak hujan, hujan. Kayak, lu maunya apa ya, kata gue. Okay, I'm gonna save this and we need to work again. Saatnya otome game, nah ya. OMG. Sih, gue udah ada otome game, cuman gue baru beres prolog dan I need to work, so shit. So shit. I haven't had any time to play. Gitu. I haven't had any time to play. Like, oh my god, I want to play. But jeng jeng, real life. I cannot become Cegil. Like, I need to finish my job. Oh my god. I wonder. Oh my god. Hard carry banget nih gue. Hard carry gitu. Oh shit, my hand. Oh my god. Gue lupa gak bawa wrist ini gue. Wrist support gue. Sakit banget. It's okay. Wait. Kalau waduh, gue ngerjain ini itu gimana ya? Ah shit. Ya, yeah, it's okay. I can handle it. I'm good, okay. Udah mulai dingin-dingin soalnya, jadi tangan gue udah mulai wadidaw. So, that means I need to bring my wrist support in my old place. Okay, now go back to work, okay? Not working, no. Go back to working. So, how was your day? How's your day? You good? I am bangun siang udah gitu langsung kerja. Enggak ya, of course mandi dulu dan ini dulu segala macam terus kerja. Ah ya, yeah. Hari-hari ini tuh lagi kayak dipenuhi dengan masa-masa di mana oh ya, yeah, bangun tidur kerja, bangun tidur kerja, bangun tidur kerja. Okay, mari kita dengar lagu Sus. Highway Love Atau itu bagian apa? Oh, yeah, this actually good. Okay. Oh shit. Beneran kelilipan gue. Dilema kita udah yang udah dewasa udah bisa beli game yang dipengen tapi nggak ada waktu eh. Sedih man, sedih man. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Mari kita duduk seperti gremlin dulu. I cannot. Seperti orang yang ada di warteg. Aku kalau nggak duduk kayak gitu nggak bisa kerja. Dulu dulu kalau gue udah apa waktu masih kuliah itu gue ikutan ini kan organisasi. Pasti duduk gue tuh kalau lagi meeting tuh kayak orang yang lagi ada di warteg. Terus selama selama lagi rapat itu gue bisa suka nggak mikir gitu kayak diem gitu. Kelihatan aja yang dengerin padahal gue nggak mikir sama sekali. Aduh, gue paling sebel banget tuh kalau dulu. I am really gue tuh bukan orang yang organisasian banget dulu. Bukan orang yang organisasian banget. Terus ya gue sebenarnya masuk organisasi itu kecemplung. Kecemplung tuh, orang-orang tuh udah pada nyangka gue nggak akan masuk, gitu, nggak akan lolos. Gue juga expectnya gue nggak lolos karena gue nggak pengen lolos, gitu kan pada saat itu. Sialnya nilai gue bagus, shit, gue kayak ah capek lah gue. Gue lolos deh, sih kata gue. Tuh orang-orang tuh udah pada kayak, oh ya gak apa-apa, nanti coba lagi tahun depan yang gue udah mati ya. Emang gue mau nyobain tahun-tahun depan? Gak mau lah, gue ngapain gitu kan. Tapi gue lolos. Gue kayak aduh, what? Gitu. Jadi kecemplung lah gitu gue. Akhirnya gue kayak tidak ingin menempati posisi apapun, tapi ternyata ya in the end of the day ya gue mau gak mau harus menempati posisi gitu. Tapi but it's cool. Pengalaman yang luar biasa. Sangat sibuk sih. Gue lagi-lagi tersemplung ya, kecemplung. Oh. Bagian itu. Gitu deh ceritanya. I'm savage. Namanya rezeki naik. Oh, maybe we can say that. Sebenarnya pada saat itu juga gue nggak pengen, sangat tidak ingin gue waktu itu, sangat tidak ingin masuk ke organisasi itu. Karena gue cuma disuruh doang waktu itu. Kayak lu daftar katanya. Oh itu tuh dan gue sampai dikejar tau. Kayak gue tuh udah kalau nggak salah waktu itu pendaftaran tuh di hari terakhir banget mau ditutup gue baru daftar karena gue dikejar anjir sama panitianya, lu harus daftar katanya. Gue kayak oh okay. Gitu kan tuh awal-awal buka tuh okay. Terus nggak gue gubris bodo amat ya kayak emang gue tidak tertarik gitu kayak okay. Sampai akhirnya di hari terakhir banget iya di hari terakhir banget gue ketemu tuh sama ketua ketua pelaksananya kan. Gue kayak itu gue dikejar banget. So kayak ya udahlah gue daftar gitu karena disuruh itu disuruh banget gue kan di push banget gitu gue kayak ayolah gitu. Terus selama selama tes ini itunya juga gue nggak datang berapa kali tuh gue sengaja oh, gue nggak pengen mana ternyata nilai gue bagus terus lolos ya gue kayak ya lah gitu. Ya udah deh gitu. Itu tuh wah itu tuh menimbulkan banyak pertanyaan tuh gua lolos itu waktu itu pada zamannya pada masanya itu gua itu tuh sangat menimbulkan banyak pertanyaan kayak kenapa Naya lolos gitu padahal udah dilakukan transparansi gitu ya tapi ya orang-orang di belakang gua bilangnya banyak yang ngomongnya gua pakai orang dalam gitu gua kayak orang dalam siapa ya gua kenal beberapa orang cuman kayak do I want it? No, I don't want it. Yeah. Itu jadi gosip. Wah itu pada saat itu jadi gosip tuh, gosip yang luar biasa tenar pada masanya. Karena kayaknya I guess that is the first time ya. Itu adalah pertama kali gitu itu terjadi. Gitu. Jadi digunjing lah gue kayak the fuck. Iya yeah, banyak yang ngomong kalau gue pakai orang dalam gitu gue kayak no I don't what gitu. It's a freaking weird experience, but it's a good way. It's in a good way, tapi ya, in a good way-nya, tapi setelah kayak menuju akhir ya. Kalau awal-awal tuh karena ada sempat ada gosip gue pakai orang dalam sih, jadi nggak asik gitu. Dan wah, itu senior-seniornya juga pada kayak nggak tahu, kayaknya nggak suka sama gue apa gimana, dia nggak ngerti. Gue kayak what am I supposed to do? I don't want to be here. You brought me here. Kayak udah deh. Padahal udah setransparan itu gitu, tapi orang-orang tuh kayak dia pakai orang dalam katanya gitu. Gitu deh, lucu emang, lucu-lucu. Tapi selebihnya sih gue minding my own business. I'm working every damn time. Eh gak sih, gue tuh kayak capek-capek gitu ya. Tapi gue seneng gitu. It doesn't even make sense. Oke, ini masuk akal. Wait. Gimana? So, ngasih contoh tapi jauh anjir. Apa? It makes sense since you like your work. Yeah, I do. I really love it. Like, gak nyangka sih. More like gak nyangka gue bisa kerja begini. Like surprisingly, I mean like I know it since back then gitu, kayak oh ya, gue bisa sih kerja kayak gitu gitu. But am I? Could I gitu? Karena gue gak kayak it's still strange for me. As someone yang cukup boomer ya, but now like I'm waking my I, I'm living my dream, you know. Setelah dilihat-lihat tidak make sense ya. Bentar. Oke. Nah, itu dia. Oke, let's go. Pamit dulu ya, Nay. Iya, bye-bye. Have a good night. Yes. Okay. I would. Idih. Halo, Bang. Tadinya gue hari bulan ini tuh gue mau ini mau I don't know, mau keluar kota gitu tapi nggak jadi karena gue sibuk banget. Sih kata gue. This one. Oh, that one. Oh, that one. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Aduh, duh. Ada Raina, halo, welcome. Besok Senin, hari ini Senin ya. I need to finish like two things right now. Satu hal sih, satu kerjaan, satu setengah lah ya. Aduh. Oh my god, I need money, I need money. Okay, come on, wake up, wake up, wake up. Wakey, wakey. Yuk, demi PC, demi PC, demi PC, let's go. We can do it, we can do it. Let's go. Hello, Dapa. Let's go. To Tadi yang udah denger role play-nya gimana rasanya? Kembali diculik. You got me that shit, a million curry. That last mission. Go go go, the mohimi don. So what, like I said. Butuh lagu galau, ah. Mana ya lagu galau? Playlist gue mana nih? So she died, I came on, she died. Tuh harus menyelesaikan semua kerjaan ini sebelum tanggal 5 karena gue mau belajar D&D. Gue mau belajar D&D. I'm gonna play D&D, man. I'm gonna play D&D with Godot. Yes. I'm gonna play D&D with Godot. Godot Satoru. Gojo Bijir. Pergi ya. Mana ya ini yang galau gue. Pam, 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 pam. Ya, gak ada yang sih. Oke. Okay. I'm gonna learn D&D sebelum tanggal 5. Karena main D&D-nya weekend. Cramming. Udah macam kayak ujian tuh gue. Banyak banget di kerjaan. Till everything comes crashing down. Kenyamanan. I don't wanna go till everything comes crashing down. I don't wanna go till everything comes crashing down. Could you tell me once again, again? Tadi paradoks kena corong. Could you tell me once again, again? Cause I know I'll be loving you, I'll be loving you, I'll still love you. Wait, what? What? Aduh, leave bro, leave. Oh my god, there's a lot of people. Mas Adit, hello. Dan Jess, hello, welcome. Dan Jess, hello, welcome. Welcome to the space. Mas Adit, apa kabar? Apakah sudah siap? Playing D&D? Gue masih harus belajar, uy. Oh my god, ini aku kerjaannya gak beres-beres. Gue lihat-lihat doyan kerja ya nih. Eh, kan Mas Adit banyak project gue. Gila. Halo, halo, Nay. Halo. Udah siap kah? D&D kah? Sudah. Halo, Kanaya. Halo, Jess. Sudah siap. D&D tuh gue lihat-lihat ya. Ih, gue belum belajar lagi. Gue harus finish semua kerjaan gue tanggal 5. Ah, gue pengen belajar. Pengen belajar di ND, goddammit. Kipir gue bisa bisa sih bahasa Jerman dulu. Gak apa-apa naik pelan-pelan, gak perlu buru-buru. Gak mau, aku pengennya buru-buru, capek banget. Capek banget, gak beres-beres anjir, banyak banget kerjaan gue yang Tuhan. Yaur. Pengen cepet-cepet beres. Wow, oke. Okay. Oh, dia cuma blok-blokan ya? I'm really bad doing that. Idem, gila, 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 gila. Ini, Aisli ganteng banget. Jadi kamu begadang ngerjainnya. Oh, emang kerjainnya malam-malam. Emang kerjanya malam-malam. Siang gue beda lagi kerjanya. Kerjaannya beda lagi kalau siang. Kalau ini harus kerjanya malam-malam. Deh, orang-orang bisa ya coloring kayak gitu. Zam. Oh wow, oh, wow, oke, chill, chill, chill. Duluan ya Naya, semangat kelarin kerjaannya. Iya, Mas Adit, lo udah tidur lagi? Oh iya, hari Senin ya. Bye bye, have a good night sleep. Yes. Outline mode enabled to draw extra detail while faking the line art look. Oh, that looks weird. Okay. Oh, now it doesn't look weird. Gue lagi malah lagi ngeliatin orang yang lagi gambar. Oh my God, I really want to have a drawing look like this. I'm actually not good at drawing though. Pretty pretty bad. Wow. Emang paling bener di blok-blok tuh paling enak. Siapa? Aduh. Itu finish it. Oke, okay, kita selesaikan kerjaan yang ini. Oh my God, I need to finish it like ASAP. ASAP. Cause I know. Loving you. I will die for you. Ah, sorry. Mari kita lihat. Is there nothing that I could watch? Well, Critical Role Campaign 1, a Campaign 3, I can watch it.
So, I will turn to Ashton and sort of focus my eyes on him and just say, believe in yourself. And I will do sympathetic binding As my bonus action, I could do the feature of that, but instead, can I cast a spell as a bonus action? Okay, I'll do Shield of Faith, or as I call it, Shield of Help. So, Ashton, you, in addition to being just a fucking badass, you now have a plus two to AC.
Concentration.
That's great. And then I will, just to get out of the way, I'll use, I'll use my movement to take off my right hand and just start to put on, I have a saw blade attached to it, and I'm going to start screwing into my
Oh, you don't.
Yeah. I'm looking at the stash of my food.
Some sort of a kitchen, like spinning in the air on its own for a second.
Okay, can I try to use catapult on that object? Because I can use it on objects, but I don't know about.
These are technically intermediate, so it wouldn't
work. Okay, then in that case, I'm gonna cast this at second level, so I can pick up something that's 10 pounds. Would I be able to pick up that box that robot thing just hid behind?
I would say that box. The one is too heavy, but this one here that's been partially broken would be about this.
Sure, I pick that up and throw it towards the rug that just moved.
You gotta go ahead and roll for an attack.
Right.
This whole fight is brought to you by West Elm.
So this is a great girl.
I don't make an attack roll. Oh, you make a save. Yes.
That would be dexterity.
Dexterity.
12.
Yes. So it works. So yeah, it takes 3d8 bludgeoning. Oh wait.
If you guys wondering, gue sekarang lagi nonton Critical Role campaign 3 episode 1. D&D stuff, you know.
9, 11, 14 points of bludgeoning damage.
Basically. Orang-orang voice actor yang main D&D. It's they're so good, like freaking good acting-nya, role-nya.
Strange fawn character over there who's the whole experience. As you lift up, concentrating your mind on this box chunk, it lifts and then rockets with incredible speed. You watch as the rocket seems to push like something had punched almost through to the other side and comes inches from your face before crumbling back.
Oh wait, hello. Kenapa gue ngeliatin itu ya? Gue harus gawe. Ya, okay. Bekerja. Terus kalian kenapa jam segini masih bangun? Hello. Terus tiba-tiba awal Januari gue udah nonton.
So you watch as the rug now whips around and begins to surround you and tighten and pull and crush you. You all you cannot see, not even certain yet, you can even breathe, but everything just goes dark as you feel your body now.
Habis bikin porto kak, jadi gila. Bikin porto gak tuh?
So you are grappled. You are blinded.
I'm barely awake though. I mean, you need to sleep here. Ya, gak apa-apa sih tidur di space is okay. No one's stopping you, VR. No one's stopping you.
Okay. finishes its go. It is now.
Ah.
Let's see. One is go.
I mentioned the objects have gone postal. And I turn into a form of dread.
Ayo naik RT punyaku, nanti aku rigging L2D gratis. Gimana? Rigging L2D gratis, gue udah ada L2D betul. Awe di, I'm ready, bergerak-gerak.
You see, Luanda starts to extend, even lengthier than she was, and even more spindly, her fingers start to stretch and drip as a dark veil kind of comes over her face, and black tears start coming out her eyes. And
the fleeing folks that were heading this way run past you and scream even louder and run even faster.
Don't worry, I've got you. I start echoing cacophony of whispers and I cast Bane on. I'm going to go for Bane on the rug. Bane. On the kitchen knife, and let's do Bane on the soup. All things that feel more dead.
I was
Nganu, Nganu Wealthy, 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 what is Wealthy?
Does 16?
I can't curse that knife. I just reached down and pet the back of her creepy head.
But those two, you watch as the parts of them that are frame damaged begin to almost unravel or begin to crack and break on their own as the magic siphon away some of the enchantment that holds them. Does that finish your turn? You stay pretty well.
Yes.
All right. That brings us to the table. I forgot about the table.
Yeah, the table's going to do something.
The table's, table. You're right there. The table's going to go ahead and back up. It's going to move. It's going to attempt to.
Actually,
no. Do that.
Let's table.
You can have an opportunity on it.
It's an axe
away from you.
Sure, absolutely. So I'm looking at a sword spinning in front of me. Hear the. And just pivot and swing down. Give a quick stab. That is a. What did all my things do? 13 to hit.
13 misses. You swing wide, it hits the wood, but it just hits wood. It just cuts like a little scrape through it as it backs up 20 feet. And just a full blast slamming you with a charge.
Slam attack.
Sword. It's for another table.
That is a 25 to hit.
What the hell?
Chairs, camping three tables,
camping
four wardrobes.
Oh, yang so, gitu. Yeah, hey, Moja. Mojaus. Sama datang kembali, board, man.
The table seems to be like getting itself ready for a second round. That finishes its go. It's now the sword's turn. It's already right next to you and goaded in to attack you.
Oh, God.
The sword does minus four from its attack, though. So that brings it to a 16 to hit.
Carried off.
Nice.
That's good. I want the beam.
All right, so it's gonna swoop in towards you. Swoop that in direction. That is 17 to hit.
That is my AC.
Take
plus two.
Plus two. 5 points of bludgeoning damage as the broom cracks you in the jaw and you feel like, that bit of pain hit, but you like, hovers there. The broom could be angry. It goes,
kembali untuk naik. Okay.
Turn.
Thank you.
So I'm going to pop my hammer on the ground real hard and I'm going to rage.
Go. The crystal, it's the glass inside my head starts to get a little dim and
light just seems to get a little dimmer around me. There's just this strange
room immediately begins to almost like pulled slightly towards you.
So I am going to just try and stop it, flip, and hit it with the hammer on the ground. That is a yes. That is a 23.
23. I saw the broom actually has multi attack, so it attacks again and hit you previously before that as well. So the broom actually got two hits on you.
He gonna go on that way? Dude, what? I mean, I'll shoot things, but... Oh my god.
I sweep the leg! So I rolled a hit and I did hit. I'm also going to, just because this thing's pissing me off, I'm gonna burn a chaos burst. This, cool. A little force damage. That's going to be, let me do it all the other. That's terrible. 10 points of normal damage, just the normal stuff. Oh, that's better. 8 points of force damage. Nice.
My god, okay.
So I hit the clock twice in the face by the broom. You pull back your weapon, and anyway.
And it's shared. I can absorb some.
Okay, so you haven't.
No, I haven't. I am going to just take the edge of the hammer, stop the broom down on the ground. I'm going to just take the edge of the hammer, and I'm just going to come down and break it right in two. It snaps. I mean, it just goes limp on the ground. Fuck you. And I'm going to look up. I still have my movement. Let's see. It'll be fun. I'm going to move...
Haven't seen you in a while. Yeah. Gua ada aja tuh, gak kemana-mana. Yeah. Ketawa duluan, Nay. Thank you for the space, though. Mangat gawainya. Iya, dapat. Thank you.
Alrighty. Spring cleaning will be more severe. Alright, that finishes your go. That brings us now to the knife. The knife immediately moves 10 feet towards me. The knife is adjacent. Alright, never mind. Alright, yes, no. Good call. The knife is now going to continue to swing towards you since you were the one who actually you're next to it now. You don't want to get out of that space. There's gonna be 21 to hit. Right. Take 5 points of piercing damage reduced to 2. All right.
Ada Andrian, hello. Ada Kazu juga, hello.
You both have been from shouting out to the
Let's go.
So, how do you enter into the next turn?
For the good of yourself, I will explain with you. And you see, in this late 70s, early 80s, silver-trimmed facial hair, a good receding hairline, nice ponytail pulled tight in the back, nice purple refinery, nice coiffed collar, and some burnt orange underneath, and he has a very
Dolphin, hello.
Oh, yes. I have a bonus to my initiative, so 12.
Udah siapa lagi tuh?
So, top of the round, Dorian, you're up.
Right, so my friends are just outside. So I'm going to... I'm going to rush toward Fern, use my movement to get all the way over to her, wrapped up in the rug.
Okay.
And bewildered, I will attempt to grapple the rug and try to pull it off.
And try and pull it off?
Her? Yeah.
Okay, I will say go ahead and make an athletics check for me. Contest it with the rug.
Yeah. 25.
Ada Maulina, halo.
Smash it down with my blade into the stone.
Go for it, one attack.
Hip. Let's go. Mari kita lihat.
Okay, so I see the rogue in Dorian's hand.
Sudah ngantuk, mari menjadikan space Maya untuk pengantar tidur. Iya, renyah banget tuh, iya. Halo Maya, halo Maulina. Dan nice, semangat kerjanya mau lanjut dengerin replay streaming tadi. Oke, okay, semangat. Selamat mendengarkan. Mau nonton dulu, capek. Otaknya nggak nyampe.
As the flames tear across the rug seems to attack the rug cushion. Chuck and doing. It's like a little fire. It singes the outside, and you can see a lot of the exposed spring edges kind of curl back into a black, kind of matted mess. But it's still spinning in the space. People start fleeing.
As a bonus action?
Yeah.
Doing it. Kita nggak nemuin ini. Karakternya dia itu siapa? Bener nggak ditunjukin gambarnya? mana gue tahu. Oh, ini dikenalin lagi ternyata.
Treat I of an older adventure server turned out was.
So Dorian is about. Alright. Fighter, barbarian, sorcerer. I am a bard. Bard.
Four. Yes.
Alright.
Am I able to hold on to it and keep it from?
Alright. As you grab this rug and you can feel it, it is in the process of beginning to smother and crush. You get a hold on it, you put your foot up to one space where you can see the top of like your hip is, and pull away, and it sets up with a terrible tearing sound. And is no longer
trapped. Who did that? I can't see.
It was me!
Thank you! Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's your action. So the bonus action, if you like.
Do I now have the rug grappled?
You're not grappled at this really, you're trying to free her.
Okay.
These are two different actions.
Okay, got you. I will say, okay, rug's gone. Do your best. And I'm gonna give her a bardic inspiration.
Right. Is that a D6 for her?
Mm-hmm.
Is it D6, right? Pretty sure, yeah. So you take a D6, you can add to her attack roll, save it for her. Alright, cool. Finishing Dorian's go.
Okay, I'm gonna make use a bonus action to make a fainting attack, another maneuver, and go to 11, and then instantly.
It is a fainting save.
Juke to the left, and then instantly back to the right. And once the blade goes for where I was, I will spring up into the air, and I will just try to smash it down with my blade into the stone.
Go for it, one attack.
So it's an advantage because of the faint.
That is 15.
Oh. Orm jumps 12 feet into the air, flipping, and cracks the blade from the hilt on the pavement.
It snaps and scatters across the stone. It's broken out.
Shit. Stand my ground.
All right. You got it. Burn your.
Okay. Am I still blinded?
You are no longer blinded. The rug has been pulled off. The wolf has been pulled off.
Okay. So I see the rug in the horns and kind of just look at my hand.
What? On the body.
Onto the rug.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Am I still holding the rug?
I'll let you let go as the flames are going past your hand,
not
directly.
Let go, okay?
Alright, you have to get the rug without ignoring anyone else. See, that's an dexterity saving throw.
It is.
It's effective. You just gotta be careful.
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
The rug is still kind of being held by Dorian before you like let go at the last minute and then.
Okay, well, not amazing. Can I use my extra bargains first for?
Not for damage.
Not for damage. Okay, so this is pretty awful. 5.1.
Oh,
I should have rolled my teeth.
No worries. As the flames tear across the rug seems to almost attempt, if a rug could tuck and roll out of the way, that's what it's doing. It's like, fire. It singes the outside, and you can see a lot of the exposed fraying edges kind of curl back into a black kind of matte mess. But it's still spinning in the space, getting ready to prepare for its next round. Do you want to stay put? Okay. People start fleeing further.
Wait, as a bonus action?
Yeah.
Can I summon my wildfire spirit?
Let's do it. It is an action to summon my wildfire spirit.
It's an action.
For me, I told him on the third day, like, yeah.
Thank you.
Fresh cut grass, you are up, Imogen, you're on deck.
All right.
I don't know.
Never.
We'll see. I'm gonna move in closer to the kitchen knife. Is that what that is? I don't know if I can get all the way up, but if I I will I'll activate my handsaw.
You hear this loud whining sound as this metallic disc attached to the edge of the arm begins to spin up.
And I'm gonna try to slice it.
Yeah, blade on blade action.
Yeah.
You better one blade. Are you flanking? Flanking or no? Technically no.
Here's just a simple attack. I rolled a four.
Yeah, that's right. You just sharpened it.
So that's a seven.
Yeah, that misses.
All right,
you go, and it just, it's very small and very nimble. It's hard to believe it's that long and going through the air like an angry bee.
Well, then, frustrated, I will, as a bonus action, cast Spiritual Weapon. And I will make something that most kitchen knives can't stand, which is a tomato. So a tomato will attack this knife.
We'll say a spiritual tomato apparate. I don't have a tomato mini, my apologies. But that's close as I can get there. I'm sorry, Travis. Go ahead and roll your attack for the spiritual tomato.
It's all right.
This knife was ready. It hates tomatoes so much.
They can do anything.
I'm gonna step forward a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a bit closer, maybe 10 feet forward. And I want to be as long as I'm within 30 feet.
30 feet, a lot of it. You can be a little closer. You're going to get your table.
Okay, I'm gonna step forward 10 more feet. Then. All right. And I'm gonna spend a sorcery point, and I'm gonna hold my hand up, and you're gonna see these lightning flares that are on my arm start to get a bit brighter and climb up my arm a bit. And I'm gonna use twin spell, and I'm gonna cast a witch bolt at the kitchen knife and the rug at the same time.
You've got it. Okay, roll for an attack for each.
Oh, cool. 1 and a 20.
It's Monday. Today is a Monday.
The 20 was for the knife and the 1 was for the rug.
Okay, you got it. So the rug, at this point, ducking out of the way of the flames, also ducks the way out of the bolt that you were mostly focusing on the knife. So that's going to be the hardest to hit. So that bolt goes wide and just strikes the stone for no reason. However, the other one directly impacts the knife as it tries to duck out of the way. You see the knife suddenly surrounded by this kind of purple flashing electric aura of energy. Go ahead and roll damage and double it.
10 times 2. Oh,
yeah.
2.
How do you want to do this? Yay!
Just for a second, my eyes.
No.
Don't do that. Small print on the package. Just for a second, you see my eyes flicker pure light.
No!
Sorry,
And a lightning bolt is going to come out of my hand and just turn the knife bright white and just kind of, I don't think I can crumble it, but it's going to turn the knife completely black.
As the arc hits it, you watch as it dissipates, and the knife hits the ground and just kind of bends on the impact. It's so heated by the impact that it just put it directly to change.
I think I'm gonna focus on my work now because I'm reaching my deadline. So thank you for coming to my space, guys. And have a good rest and have a good night. Bye-bye. Kasihan, Jujin. Asyik.